Midden FM presents the Glenmidden Chronicles.
You win some, you lose some. The choir have won the competition, but the Reverend has lost his dignity. After appearing in the local parish magazine showing him doing a strip and knocking out the bouncer at the social club, the Reverend is keeping a low profile. Which is more than can be said for the rest of the crew, who are celebrating that night's win by the choir they are transporting to the mod.
Have you seen the footy in the paper of the vicar doing the strip the willa? Now I ken why he's called Smoppies.
Scotty, you're a bad, bad man, laughing at other people's misfortunes, especially when they're spread across these filthy, mucky newspapers.
It's the parish news, woman.
And your point is?
Anyways, he's going to have to hide low for a while to live this one down.
Scotty, is that the paper with the Reverend's dilemma in it?
Jeez, will you not creep up on me like that?
Give me the paper, Scotty. Right, now listen to me. I don't want this mentioned to anyone. If you see one of these papers, then throw it away in the bin as soon as you can. The less of them around, the better.
I've told him myself that he's nothing but a big lummock. If it were him and that paper, things would be very different.
Aye, you're right there. It would need a double spread for a starter.
Not from what I've seen.
Maggie, where's the choir mistress? I just want to congratulate her on a win.
She's over there, wrapped around that pole. Come on, I'll take you over.
As the captain goes off with Maggie to find Sister Helen Wheels, there is another conversation taking place at a nearby table between Big Dick and another gentleman.
And that's why they call me Big Dick.
Sir, the ferry you're working on, where is it off to next?
Oh, after tonight we go back to Stornoway to take the choir back home after their win. We have had a super time, and I've met lots of new people. Some have asked me to take presents back to Stornoway for their friends.
Presents? What kind of presents?
Oh, just little packages of stuff, nothing much.
Would you like another drink?
The captain will be mad if I get too drunk. He says, when you like this, I can do nothing with you. He's very kind to me, though.
I'm sure he is. Now, getting back to these presents.
It's going to be a great trip back. The choir will be singing, the band will be playing, and there's going to be some great crack on board. It's going to be a night to remember.
Great crack, you say?
Aye, the best. Oh, excuse me. I need to go to the little boy's room. I'm feeling sick.
Anything interesting?
Hi, Sarge. Yes, according to that big, thick sailor, the MV Glenmidden is going to be back to Stornoway tonight, carrying drugs.
Drugs? Did he say what sort?
Crack, apparently.
Right. I think we'd better go and inform Stornoway Police and Customs and Excise to give them a little reception when they get back.
Dick has put his foot in it again. Talking about crack, as in gossip, he has led the police in Falkirk to believe the MV Glenmidden is a drug runner. Surely someone somewhere down the line will put two and two together and come up with four.
This is the Stornoway Police. Do not, I repeat, do not make any attempt to leave your ship. We have reason to believe that you're carrying illegal substances and will be coming on board with our sniffer dog. Please put away any bones or dog food you may have in your possession, because the dog's hungry.
Scotty, what on earth is all that about? Do you know anything?
No, Captain. The only thing I can think is that Maggie's cooking's attracted attention again.
What?
Well, you see, she's been putting laxatives in the curries, but I'm sure they're no illegal.
I don't think they'll be sending a sniffer dog on board for laxatives. Better tell her to throw them overboard to be in the safe side, though.
Captain McNelson.
I am he.
We have reason to believe that there are illegal drugs stored aboard this ship, and we have a warrant to search it from top to bottom.
I've never heard anything so ludicrous. Who told you this?
It appears that one of your crew, a Big Dick, told an undercover policeman there would be drugs aboard when he was speaking to him at the mod party last night in Falkirk.
Dick? Oh, officer, you have to understand, Dick's not... Well, he's not quite all there. He probably was talking about something else.
No matter. I'm now sending in Slabber the German Shepherd to try and ascertain if and where the drugs are hidden.
You do that. Meanwhile, I'm going to find Dick.
With the police searching the ferry with their sniffer dog, the captain catches up with Dick, who has no recollections of saying anything about drugs to anyone. However, soon there is a problem.
Right, Captain. We've searched as far as we can, but there are many small nooks and crannies aboard this ship, so we need to bring in Samson, our other dog.
Samson?
Aye. He's a highly trained chihuahua and can get into places no human could even imagine. Let Samson loose!
What on earth's the matter?
Have they found something?
Dick, think. Think like you've never thought before. What did you say to that man last night?
Captain, I don't know. I remember telling him why I was called Big Dick.
Captain, let me take him down to the engine room for 5 minutes. I'll get it to him.
Scotty, no. Here, here, Dick. You come to Maggie's bosom. Now, did you say anything about drugs to the nice man last night?
No.
Did you tell him about the choir or your friends?
No. Oh, I remember. I told him there was going to be a big party on board when we got back to Stornoway.
And?
And that the choir would be singing and a band playing.
That's a matter of opinion.
And that it'd be fun and it'd be great crack.
Crack? You said there'd be some crack on the ship.
Yes, Captain. There's always great crack when we get a drink inside us and you tell us of the days when you were under Captain
That's what it is. They think there's crack cocaine aboard the ship. Don't they speak any Scots on the mainland? Where's that policeman gone?
He went off chasing some little rat of a dog. It looked like a chihuahua.
Come on, we better find him and explain. What on earth was that?
Oh, Boris, my little darling, come to Mammy.
Maggie, what's that sticking out his mouth?
Let me see. What have you got there, Boris? Oh, look at that. I think it's the ear of a chihuahua.
Needless to say, the police were not too happy at getting back a one-eared chihuahua, or at being sent on a needless mission by their mainland counterparts. The captain was only too pleased to see the back of the incident, although Philip McPocket, the purser, did manage to charge the police plus the two dogs for entry onto the ferry. Will Dick ever live this down? Will the Reverend ever dance again? Will there ever be an end to this insanity? Tune in, same channel, same time next week for more Glenmidden Chronicles.
You have been listening to the Glenmidden Chronicles. Voices supplied in no particular order by John Wilson, Nick Wakeham, John Grundy and Shona Campbell. Featuring this week the voice of Lord Liam Ward. The series was devised by John Grundy and written by Nick Wakeham. This has been an Old Mission House production.